A great transition encompassing both humanity and the environment is already underway. In a world of fluctuating oil prices, worldwide economic crises, and worry about climate-related disasters, our living habits are in upheaval. Individualism, born of the euphoria of industrial growth and unfettered consumption, is on the wane. People are thinking twice before hopping into their cars, reading labels before making purchases, paying attention to the energy efficiency of their homes, and engaging in all kinds of other such shifts. Collective-minded behaviors are becoming commonplace. Carpooling, community gardens, educational work bees, and bartering are springing up everywhere. People are questioning how we organize ourselves socially and economically when it comes to food, health, education, agriculture, energy, finance, governance, access to natural resources, and other concerns. All human activities are being re-examined in the light of our new reality, the awareness of a finite and fragile world. Urgent changes are required, a fact that is worrying to many citizens. As our old benchmarks fade away, our new reference points remain only vaguely defined. The urgency to act. The urgency of seeing this transition through is being felt all the more strongly as demographic pressure mounts. The global population is expected to rise from 7.5 billion in 2020 to 9 billion by 2050. Currently, one out of every two human beings is a city dweller. By 2050, three out of every four of us will live in an urban environment, most in huge cities. The limits of today's urban models are becoming apparent. The world's largest cities currently occupy 2% of the world's surface, yet consume 75% of the available energy, emitting 80% of human-generated CO2 in the process. What will this picture look like with 2 billion more people bustling about our cities? We know that our fundamental human needs aren't going to change. To live peacefully, to flourish, and to lead creative and productive lives, humans must count on having food, housing, clothing, transportation, communication, and so on. We are a long way off from that point today, with millions still unable to have these vital needs met. How will humanity withstand the demographic explosion that is playing out on our bounded planet? The need to rethink our economic and sociocultural models, already obsolete, is inevitable. To rise to the challenge and help build the newly emerging world, the field of human permaculture proposes an innovative, holistic, creative, and interactive approach. It maps the foundations of classic permaculture, a concept born over four decades ago, onto human pursuits. Permaculture, the natural practice of agriculture defined by Australians Bill Mollison and David Holmgren, has seen burgeoning success throughout the world in recent decades. Permaculture training opportunities are widespread, and festivals are thriving, attracting masses of youth, not to mention adults of all ages, looking to delve into this approach. Yet the human-focused dimension of the discipline remains much less well known, and the time has come to fill this gap. The originality of the human permaculture approach is considering the discipline in its broadest scope. It's about building or rebuilding human ecosystems using the models provided by nature, generating more interactions between people rather than having everyone working solo in urban silos, producing more energy than we consume, and opting for simple tools over high-tech solutions. They are so much easier to maintain and repair, after all. This approach is in keeping with the aims of the growing number of people who want to work together to design solutions in the face of current and future uncertainty.